Proponents of the Equal Rights Amendment want to roll back a ban on civil unions so that gays can legally be recognized as couples. Under the proposal, sexual orientation is part of a long list of characteristics protected from discrimination. But some scholars say the new proposal tightens up equal protection rules so much it could force the courts to take a harder look at things now taken for granted, things like the state's age requirement for driving. Howard Schwaber is a UW-Madison political science professor and affiliate of the law school.
The courts would be called upon to assume a tremendous burden of confronting the legislature and the public and answering a huge number of new controversies.
One of the controversies could involve abortions and whether the state would have to fund them if it also pays for medical procedures that involve only men. Susan Armacost is with Wisconsin Right to Life.
That legislation, as we have seen in other states, could be used by the courts to mandate unfettered funding for abortion and could actually undo some of the regulations we have here in the state of Wisconsin.
The sponsor of the amendment, Senator John Erpenbach, says Wisconsin Right to Life is off the mark.
This amendment has absolutely nothing to do with them at all. This has to do with civil rights for people and somebody's ability to hopefully enter into a civil union if they choose to do so.
The proposed Equal Rights Amendment has been assigned to a legislative committee. No hearings have been scheduled yet. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.